Well, the Aces radio was out of order last night, and they thought they had missed Jane's singing protege making his first appearance on radio. But at the last moment, he had been canceled. Not knowing this, Jane, Mr. Ace, and Marge called the radio station to say how much they'd enjoyed the singer. This episode takes place the following afternoon in two scenes. Mr. Ace's office, and then to the radio station. But first, to Mr. Ace. Jane has just entered. Listen.
Well, what brings you downtown today?
Business? Oh, I'm so excited.
What happened?
Well, wait till you hear. You know where I'm on my way now?
No, I don't.
To the radio station. That Mr. Joyce called me up this morning and said he wanted me to be there at 3 o'clock. They're going to have an audition for Caruso, and they think they might be able to give him a regular job.
Audition? For whom?
He wouldn't tell. All he said he could tell me is that the man owns a chain of shoe stores, and he's looking for somebody to sing on the radio. And they told him about Caruso, and he said he'd like to hear him. And they want me to be there to talk business.
Oh, you talking business. That should be interesting.
Isn't it? Oh, I'm so excited.
Well, suppose you calm down a minute and give me an idea just how much you know about this business of selling a singer for radio.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, they'll probably ask you how much you want for the boy. What are you going to say?
How much will you give?
Oh, you're going to ask them how much they'll give.
Well, I certainly won't say first how much we want. I'll make him say first.
Oh, I see. And you'll work around that.
Yes.
Have you any idea how much it'll be?
Well, not till I talk to him. I'll get enough. Don't worry. You know me.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Caruso's rehearsing now. After we hear him, we'll talk business, Mr. George said.
That is, if this shoe man will like him.
Who?
Oh, didn't you just say it was a shoe store owner?
Oh, yes. He owns a chain of shoe stores.
I see. Well, I'd like to give you some advice, Jane.
All right.
Now, this is just a friendly suggestion, you understand?
Oh, I understand, dear. You can be suggestive. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, first, don't talk too much.
Yes, don't talk too... What do you mean by that?
I mean, just let them talk. You do most of the listening.
Now, just a minute. That has all the earmuffs of a dirty dick.
Oh, Jane, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, yes, you did. You don't have to hit me on the head with a crowbar to make me catch on. Not hard, anyhow.
But all I said was that all you have to do is listen, because you don't know a lot about the radio business. You don't even know what salary to ask for, do you? And if you want my advice, you'll take whatever they offer you. So whatever he makes will come in very handy, because he wants to study voice some more. Well, he's going to have the money now to pay for that while he works, you see?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, so whatever they offer, don't go turning it down. After all, the boy's starting at the bottom, you know.
Yes, I guess he... Oh, that's cute, dear, starting at the bottom with shoes. You get it?
Yes, that's very funny.
Yes. Mm. Well, I'm not joking around.
Yeah.
Yes, he is starting at the bottom, but he'll work up. Who knows? Someday he might sing for hats.
Yes, he might sing for hats.
I understand what you mean, dear. I won't ask him for too much.
That's the idea.
Isn't it exciting? Imagine, only 2 weeks ago he was a poor orphan. And now all of a sudden he's going on the radio and making a lot of money and sitting on Pretty Street.
All right, now, Jane, don't get carried away with it. After all, it hasn't happened yet, you know.
Oh, I know. I'm counting my eggs here
before he lays them.
Yes. But Mr. Joyce sounded just as excited as I am, so I know there's something to it.
Well, I hope so, for the kid's sake.
Yes, isn't he sweet?
Yes, he's sweet, all right. I hope he's good when he sings for this man this afternoon.
Oh, he will be. Don't worry about that. Anybody that can sing as high as he does without getting red in the face.
Well,
I
know, Jane. It's too bad they haven't television in Technicolor, too, so listeners can see he doesn't get red in the face.
Yes, isn't it a shame?
Yes. Well, you better get going. It's 2:30.
Yes, I guess I better. Well, wish me luck.
Good luck, Jane.
Well, thanks, dear. I'll call you up right after I sign the contract.
All right.
Well, I'm off.
Yes, Jane, I know. Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Won't you sit here, Mr. Brandell?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Joyce. Now, about this singer, Mr. Joyce, you say he's never been on a program before.
No, sir, he hasn't, but...
Well, I don't know about hiring amateurs for this program of ours.
But that's just the point, Mr. Brandell. A new voice, somebody they haven't been hearing all these years. Fresh talent. You get the idea?
Yes, there's something in that.
And wait till you hear him sing. Beautiful voice. We can build a most perfected program around him. Wait till you hear the audition, and then we'll talk business.
This boy, who handles him?
Well, that's the story I want to tell you. He's an orphan who was discovered by a Mrs. H.
I see.
She's looking after his business interests. I phoned her to be here for the audition. We'll put it on the minute she gets here.
Well, I hope she isn't hard to do business with. We need this advertising to start as soon as possible.
I understand, and we're just as anxious. Well, here she is now. Come in, Mrs. H.
Oh, hello, Mr. Joyce.
Good afternoon. May I present Mr. Brandell?
Yeah, how do you do, Mrs. H.?
Pleased to meet your acquaintance.
Mr. Brandell represents the dependable shoe store chain.
Oh, I see.
Joyce tells me you have quite a singer, Mrs. Ace.
I'll say the world. Wait till you hear him.
How about now, Mrs. Ace?
Well, no sooner said the better. I'm ready. Where do we go?
We can hear him right here. I'll phone down to the studio and have it plugged right in here. Excuse me, please.
Are you looking after this boy, Mrs. Ace?
Yes, I'm his manager.
That audition as soon as they are.
There's quite an interesting story back of him. You found him in an orphanage, I understand.
Yes, sir. He was...
Okay. Well, we'll soon hear what we shall hear. Oh, Mrs. Ace.
Yes.
I took the liberty of putting a chorus of voices back of him.
Pardon?
I put a chorus of voices around him just to give Mr. Brandell an idea of the kind of program we can build around the boy as the central figure. Of course, this is just to give you an idea of the boy's voice, Mr. Brandell. No trimmings, just the music.
Yeah, I understand.
Are we
going to
hear it now?
In just a moment, when that red light shows up there. Ah, there it is. Here we go. How did you like it, Mr. Brandell?
Well, I'm afraid it's going to be all right.
Oh, don't be afraid. It is all right. Did you hear him? He was the one that was the loudest.
Yes, Mr. Brandell knows that.
There were so many of them, I want to be sure.
Yeah, I understand, Mrs. Ace. I like him. He'll do.
Of course, we'll build a whole program around him. A half-hour show once a week. Isn't that the idea?
That's it.
We'll have to figure up a theme song of some sort. Have you anything in mind, Mr. Brandell?
Well, no, not just offhand. How about you, Mrs. Ace?
It was beautiful.
Yes, we're agreed on that. We're talking about a theme song for the program.
You know, something that starts the program off, identifies it.
Oh, yes, the theme song.
Have you any ideas, Mrs. Ace?
Well, I know. How about if he sings H-E-L-L-O, and then he says, hello, everybody.
No, Mrs. Ace. I'm afraid not. That's being done already.
Yes, I know, and it's very popular.
Yeah, that's just the point.
Well, he'll be popular, too, if he does it.
No, Mrs. Ace, you don't understand.
I think if I may offer a suggestion, some sort of music at the start of the program, rather than somebody singing, music by an orchestra.
Yes, that's always good, Miss Brandell. Have you any particular song in mind?
Well, not just offhand, no.
Oh, I know what'll be a good song. How about the Star Spangled Banner?
Star Spangled... No, I'm afraid not, Mrs. Ace.
Somebody else doing that, too?
No, not that I know of, but it just doesn't fit this program.
No, it doesn't fit, Mrs. Ace.
Oh, I think it does. You see, here's the idea. I just thought of it. first the orchestra plays the Star Spangled Banner. Then everybody listening has to stand up, you know. Then the announcer says, now that you're standing up while we're playing the Star Spangled Banner, wouldn't your feet feel better if they were wearing a pair of Mr. Brandell's shoes?
Oh, I see what you're driving at. But,
no, Mrs. Asa, I'm afraid not.
Well, I think it's perfect for this program. You said the other doesn't fit, but this does, especially the shoes. Maybe I didn't explain it very good.
Well, we'll attend to that in due time, Mrs. Asa. We can leave that to our program department. I think what we better concentrate on here is the business part of the deal.
All right.
Yes, I want the boy for a 13-week contract.
13 weeks?
Yes.
Oh, no. Not 13. That's unlucky.
Mrs. Ace, all radio programs operate on a 13-week schedule.
Oh, no. I'll take 12 or 14, but not 13 weeks.
But that's the way they do business here.
I don't care. I'm not going to have that boy start off with 13 strikes on him. Nothing doing this.
Well, Jane's going to be a tough manager, we can see that. But at any rate, the 17-year-old often gets his start. And we learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.